Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we'll follow you home. We drink our own Kool-Aid here, folks. We'll follow you home. If you like something you see there and you want more of it, we'll just tell us. And we have the mechanisms there right on the site to follow you home. So hope you check that out. And you could find me all over the place. The stuff I write and the things I say, we're publishing in a lot of different places. So don't be surprised if I pop up in other places. Joel Barker is our guest. He's going to pop up all over the place, folks. He's been saying smart things for a long time. And he's the futurist in our brain trust and the author of a number of books on the topic. And especially, I encourage you to seek out his work on paradigms. That's Future Edge, right, Joel?
And Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future, is the paperback version of that book.
Yep, that's the one I have.
If they go to Amazon and just put in paradigms, it'll pop up.
There you go. That's the one I have. I love it. And of course, the video, too. You have a film about paradigms that I've also watched. And then the new film is Innovation at the Verge. We're talking about the terrible E. coli outbreak in Europe. But your point, the futurist part of you, says, okay, where's the opportunity in this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, this is what I call a necessary opportunity. We have to learn how to handle this better because we had not seen this kind of infectious characteristic in E. coli before, and now all of a sudden it's appeared.
Are you reacting this way because this one is such a dangerous strain, and not just, I mean, because as I said earlier, the United States has had these, and, you know, we just found the source and quit doing that, you know, so to speak. But you're saying that because of the mutation of these germs, that we need to be more vigilant. We need to be more proactive about these things.
Yeah, as I've been following this one says this change is bad enough that theoretically somebody could get on a plane, carry it home, begin to spread it, and that it could spread very rapidly. And see, that's always been the fear of, you know, of an infection that does two things. It doesn't show up for a bit, so you don't have an early signal, and then somebody gets on a plane, and all of a sudden the plane is full of it as you get off the plane to another airport, and then everything hubs out
exactly
from there. So that's a scenario that we've always been concerned with.
So what do they think? How do they think the sprouts got the E. coli?
Well, that I'm waiting for that because just
we still don't know how
source,
it got infected in the sprouts.
Now that we found the source, you can start asking those questions.
It's got to be something to do with the fertilizer, I guess, and the ground that it's in.
And it could just be Mother Nature doing her thing. You got to remember, mutations happen randomly all the time. And in fact, one of the things I put on my list to talk about is there are bacteria that we've just discovered in the ocean that are eating the plastic in the ocean. And we had assumed that couldn't be done. Well, Mother Nature said, that plastic looks like food if I can make some adjustments here. And you have a couple
of mutations. Now, here's the interesting thing. You're saying that the germs, the microbes eating the plastic is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now here's the thing.
The plastic in the ocean.
Let me throw something else out at you, though.
Yep.
Back when Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait in 1990, I guess it was, and set all those fields aflame, and there was all this incredible oil. Yep. It was a major environmental catastrophe over there.
Yeah.
And one of the solutions in those days was to put the carbon eating bugs. There are microbes that they can put in that will eat that. And so they said, why don't we just put them out there and let them eat up this waste? And the Arabs didn't want that. You know why? Because they were afraid when it got through eating the waste, it would go into the ground and eat their reserves.
Yeah, that's good for them. They were thinking about second, third order.
So my point is, don't we need to be careful when we unleash microbes like this, or unleash these bugs to eat the plastic? Who knows where they're going to go from there?
And I think that's true. But remember, we didn't unleash it. Mother Nature did. We put in the food stock. we put in the potential food stock into the ocean. So where we should be careful is what we put in the ocean. that's our side of the job. Once it's in there, you know, a lot of people do not understand just how rich an environment.
So you're saying the plastic could have wakened a sleeping giant?
Yeah. Well, see, think about Mother. You've got literally trillions of single celled creatures
right.
mutating on an hourly basis, and one of them says, I want to mutate. Hey, you know what? I can now
yeah.
eat that. Boom. It's like a.
Well, it's. Well, from a natural selection standpoint,
yeah.
if the plastic is preventing what they've been eating from thriving,
yep.
and all that's left is the plastic, then the ones who like to eat plastic are the ones that survive. That's
exactly.
natural selection.
It's absolutely Darwinian, absolutely
yeah.
Darwinian, and almost it should have been predictable. We should have said, you know, this is going to trigger something. But everybody's saying, no, that's going to sit there forever. Well, it's not going to sit there forever.
And could something like that become a black swan?
Yeah. Yes, it could. Because your point earlier is, what else is it going to eat once it's really good at eating?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's efficient at eating this plastic. What else do we get out of that? And that question hasn't been answered yet.
Yeah. So, folks, this is, you know, these are things that are, you know, the consequences of our behavior. We still don't know what all that is. And Joel, give us the website again, please.
www.joelbarker.com.
All right, joelbarker.com, and also starthrower.com.
Oh yes, starthrower.com. They can then watch previews of my videos.
I like sending people there. And folks, just type in Joel Barker into the search engine or Paradigms. You'll find all about him. And you're definitely going to want to follow him because whatever he says is important, I promise. We've got more to come after these messages with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Jerry in the Pacemakers. Take us out.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.